T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
James Hedebo sitting down with us now. When he takes a subtle shot at the Texans and he can be who he is again, go back to being who he is again. I mean, that's not a very well-disguised, James, well-disguised shot at what Romeo Crennel did for him as a defensive back.
Well, I mean, one thing I take away is just maybe his discomfort in the system that they're running.
Yeah.
You know, teams, players, and I said it the other day, was as a player Tyrann Mathieu's caliber, he wants a defense that, you know, kind of uses his ability to the best. You know?
That's what he's saying there.
And that's what he's saying. He's a blitzer. He likes to be in different places, likes to use his disguise to his advantage. And time again, you know, Texans defense, it's kind of what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. And not so much versatility is used in terms of their player-specific talent. So that's what I get from what he was saying.
He's a little too much extra on social media,
yeah,
James. I don't understand up with your dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with that. If you're going to say something, man up and say it. Don't write a tweet and then delete it and, you know.
What do you mean? That's what he does.
I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you're going to say something, just say it, you know, mm-hmm. and stand behind what you say.
And why would you, if you just signed a $44 million deal, why do you even care about what happened in Houston?
Go.
Like, you went to a better situation. You went to a better team. You got more money for it. Like, congratulations to you. Move on and don't let Joe from Friendswood piss you off. It's a little bit ridiculous.
I think it even, Jesse James, when he got his contract, he's like, oh, well, I'm good to be out of that Steelers drama. Just keep your mouth shut. You know, you got your money. Move on and be happy about the next phase of life.
On the social media thing, I just don't understand what the end game is. It's like he goes out searching his name, not even people tagging him. Like, he goes and searches his name.
Trigger fingers, turn to Twitter fingers.
It's like he's looking to get angry about something or feel some angst about. Why is that even something that he would do?
It's every person has their own motivation. And, maybe he looks at it as, hey, you know, this is what I can add to the chip that's already on my shoulder and use it as motivation of what guys think I can and cannot do in this league. And,
right.
Going to search for it. I mean, those things I read about even LeBron James, how he doesn't even read, you know, media or newspaper clippings, so to speak. He doesn't even read that stuff because he could care less. He's going to go out and do what he does.
Exactly.
And a lot of
guys, how did you handle it? I mean, you were tail end of social media probably to this degree, but how did you handle it?
I used it for positive stuff. I never would go and care what people said. I mean, there was one game where, I tipped the ball and went for a third interception. I already had two, and I went, for the third one. It tipped off my fingers, landed into A.J. Green's hand, touchdown, going to overtime, right?
Oh.
So I could have went on social media after that game and listened to all the, crap people said, but I could care less. I mean, went back, and we ended up winning, so that was the end of it.
Kareem Jackson gone along with the Honey Badger, James, and they've added Brian Body Calhoun from the Cleveland Browns, 15 starts the last two seasons. They also added Tashawn Gibson, former safety of the Jacksonville Jaguars, along with Bradley Roby, cornerback of the Denver Broncos. What do you think about the Texans' secondary as we sit right now compared to where we were heading into free agency?
I think it's still a work in progress. They have, quite a bit of holes still to fill, and there's uncertainty there. I mean, yes, you know what you get out of, Tashawn Gibson, but I don't believe Roby is the final answer.
I mean,
he brings a lot of strengths, but yet he brings a lot of weaknesses. So, he's been more of a versatile DB more than a true cornerback. And what you need in the Texans' secondary is a true cornerback, which they don't have yet.
Yeah, versatility. Do you feel like versatility is overrated sometimes? Just because if you can't do one thing well, then you're going to be exposed. Like, does versatility really matter that much?
I mean, it does, but then if you're...
I feel like they overvalue it, especially on the offensive line. We've heard all about versatility on the offensive line, and they don't have a good O-line.
Exactly. Your versatility on offensive line, if you're playing guard, play guard. I don't need you to play tackle and guard. Be good at one thing. But I think on the Texans' end, if you're versatile, it doesn't matter if they're not asking you to use that. If you play good zone defense and you could play good man-to-man defense, but all they're asking you to do is play man-to-man, it doesn't matter how versatile you are. It's only makes sense in the scheme that's being used.
But again, this ties in with my whole, Brian Gain is showing us his game plan for building a roster. This is straight out of the Patriots playbook.
Oh, man, that goes to my point. Yeah. I mean, like,
but you're not the Patriots. They want versatile guys.
So that goes to my point. I mean, and I was, you know, I was listening to you guys on the way in, mm-hmm. and we're talking about, you know, all in. It's not even a matter of all in. Every team, all 32 teams are all in. I'm talking about committed to winning now.
Yeah.
And the Texans aren't committed to winning now. They're primed and happy with the 11-5 and moving and trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But it's not about being, you know, 13-3 and winning the division or winning the AFC and going to the Super Bowl. There are stages that
I mean, they want to get there, but they're not.
They want to get there, but they want to get there organically. They're not going to sit there and say, well, let's sign key free agents to get us there now. We want to build through the draft. We want to build our culture. We want to build our team. And if it means sacrificing, mm-hmm. you know, a few seasons to get there, well, our end-all goal will be more sustainable than just a year in winning.
Do you think they're sacrificing a few seasons, though, James? James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ, by the way, with Landry Locker and John Lopez on Sports Radio 16. You really think they're sacrificing a few seasons right now with what's happened?
I believe they are. I mean, you look at a team like, for example, everyone's talking about Cleveland Browns. Scratch Cleveland. I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
They knew that they're one play away, one drive away from making it to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What did they do? They scrapped the defensive coordinator. They scrapped basically every single defensive player that was a key player that had anything to do with that last drive and said, you know what? We're going to bring in a new system. We're going to bring in new guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a whole different attitude on third down, whole different attitude on red zone defense. That's committed to winning right now
because
they made the answer to the issue that stopped them from going to the Super Bowl.
I'll give you another example. The New Orleans Saints, who didn't have the cap room that 80% of the NFL had coming in. I think they were in the bottom third, easily in the bottom third with cap room. They restructured Drew Brees'. They were one play away. They restructured Drew Brees' contract, brought in a tight end that they feel can be the next and last piece.
Yeah, and that's what it means to be when you know, and of course, Drew Brees, you know, he's on his final leg, so they know their window of opportunities is very small.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with the Texans is they have this window of opportunity that they believe is a lot larger than it is based on having a young Deshaun Watson, but not taking into the account J.J. Watt. I mean, yes, he's playing in his prime, but how long are you going to get that type of production?
Two more years, max.
Exactly. And then how long? You don't know J.J.O., how long are you going to get that production? What are you doing with Clowney? You don't even know your long-term plan for Jadeveon Clowney. So that window of opportunity is a lot smaller than the Texans, you know, management thinks, and they're not operating accordingly. Mm-hmm. Some moves they could have made, they struggle in red zone offense. I would have went after Golden Tate. They probably could have got him for cheaper than what New York paid for him because there's no tax.
Yeah.
There's no state income tax.
Right.
So they probably could have paid less to get Golden Tate, who's a red zone killer, mm-hmm. and aided to that in the red zone.
How does he fit, though, with the receivers, assuming that they're healthy? I know it's a big assumption.
Well, he's the yak king. His yards after catch, 5 will get you 20 every single time. I mean, that's what he does. He leads the NFL in caused missed tackles for a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Deshaun Watson needs in his offense, and you saw a little bit of that.
That's not to say you're not going to use QT or Fuller.
But he aids to that and relieves that. Those are moves they could have made.
Golden Tate's your friend, right? Like you played with him, right?
That's my guy, yes.
I feel like he kind of lied a little bit before he signed with the Giants, because this is a quote from Golden Tate. And I know it's lying season, but I think this might be the biggest lie that I've heard in a long time, because this is Golden Tate before he signed with the Giants, who just traded Odell Beckham, who are a complete dumpster fire. This is Golden Tate. Quote, "My years are limited. I don't have time to go to someone trying to rebuild. I need to go somewhere with solid pieces that can win now." Your boy lied, James.
So where'd he go?
Your boy lied.
Show me the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Show me the money. He lied the whole time.
You're not going to disagree.
Team there is right now in the New York Giants.
They're the worst team in the NFL.
Hands down. Their quarterback has 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
But you know what? That money's green, man.
$23 million guaranteed.
Money's green.
Let me hold something, bro.
Here's another lie. Cole Beasley. He left Dallas for the Buffalo Bills. He said, "Everybody makes a big deal about money. I mean, money is important, but really, I just wanted opportunities. I felt like I could do more." Oh, by the way, 4 years, $29 million for a slot receiver. There's more lies. It's lion season, James.
Wasn't he saying that he wanted something around $20 million guaranteed before free agency?
What he was initially saying.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to be Cole Beasley, slot receiver? I mean, of course he went to Buffalo. That's the only place that would have paid him that money.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another team that valued him that high. That's crazy.
Buffalo GM got hot too.
Yeah, he got hot.
He got hot because over the argument of the discussion of Antonio Brown didn't nix that deal because he didn't want to live in.
I think he got mad at Ahedebo for talking about Buffalo last week on the show.
Didn't want to live in Buffalo. He was saying, that pisses me off, frankly. And then he went all talk about all the great things in Buffalo.
Oh, geez, yeah. All six of them.
All six of them.
Jeez.
What's the go-to diner out there, James? Where would you grub at in Buffalo?
Wings.
Wings, but...
Hot wings were invented there.
Yeah, they are, but I think the wings there are overrated. I don't know.
You've answered the question.
There's a few steakhouses that are pretty good, but I can't even remember the names.
Just by your hesitation, you've kind of answered the question.
Steak's your go-to, isn't it?
Of course. Yeah. If you're traveling with me, it doesn't matter what city we go to. We're going out to dinner to a steakhouse, and we're gonna try it out.
Heck, man, let's take a road trip.
Let's do it.
Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL vet James Ahedebo, former safety, joining us right now on In the Loop with Landry and Lopez. So you don't think the Texans right now are trying to win right now? You think they're looking at this in a three-year window, and you think it's very, very dangerous for the Houston Texans right now where they're at?
I think it is. And, their standpoint is to mimic, a lot of the transactional and business style that the New England Patriots
sure.
have. The thing is the Patriots historically have a track for winning, and they know they have the key pieces in place to do that. Tom Brady, you're not changing him out anytime soon, so let's continue to build around him and change those pieces around him mm-hmm. to continue our model of success.
Right.
The Texans want to be able to do the same thing and sit back in free agency and say, hey, we're not going to get caught up in the free agency hype and hoopla. We're going to continue to stick to our plan. Well, you're not the Patriots.
Right.
You don't have that model of success. The Texans offense, historically, I mean, since Deshaun's been here, and has been, hey, we need a big play, max protection, play action shot. There isn't a methodical system that is used to gain first downs, move the ball, and score points.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was, it would work no matter where you are on the field. That doesn't exist. So you would think that their mindset would be in free agency. How do we build to really create an identity and transcend our players on offense to create more opportunities for them to be successful? That's not happening. So then mom left to believe, and I know fans are left to believe, well, maybe they think building through the draft, the long-term plan, they'll fill these pieces mm-hmm. and have long-term success. That doesn't always work. My perfect example I use of that, New York Jets 2009-2010 season.
Right.
We had Mark Sanchez. We had Santonio Holmes. We had Darrell Revis. Mm-hmm. We had David Harris. You know what they did in free agency? They went out and got Bart Scott, who was a linebacker from the Baltimore Ravens.
Can't wait.
They went out and got Braylon Edwards, who was a big receiver from the Cleveland Browns. They went out and got Antonio Cromartie, who was from the San Diego Chargers. Mm-hmm. They added these pieces because they know these were the missing pieces that we needed to be successful.
Right.
We went to back-to-back AFC championships. One play away in multiple games from going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they were committed to winning right now.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. And that's what I'm saying.
And I think this whole myth about the Patriots way and this is how the Patriots do it, I think it's trash when people start doing that. And it's silly. Lopez, you know about the San Antonio Spurs, and everybody talks about Pop's methods, and Pop does this, mm-hmm. and Pop's done yeah. that. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl early in his career before they had any of these methods into place. Yeah. There was nothing there, and they won, and then they built on it, and we started romanticizing. It's about Tom Brady. It's like the San Antonio Spurs. They won a championship the second year when Tim Duncan was there, and then all of a sudden, as soon as Tim Duncan leaves, all of a sudden Kawhi Leonard wants to be traded, and they're just a normal-ass team. All these philosophies, it's not the Patriot way. It's Tom Brady. That's what the Patriots have. They were winning before this.
But you also,
amen, Brady.
But you also have to have the combination of coach and player, because with the Spurs,
that's another issue on itself.
With the Patriots, I mean, ask yourself this: would the Spurs have won five championships and gone to six finals with just those players and not Pop? Would the Patriots have won six championships with Tom Brady and not Belichick?
So
you have to have the combination, and that's when you get dynasties.
Exactly, but the coach's job is to identify what works
sure.
well for the player, but you don't know that until the player exemplifies that or does that on the field,
right.
And you say, "Wow, okay, we can use that play in different formations to be successful."
Well, I'll also argue this: no one here. You can talk about playoff success or lack thereof. No one here has ever said Andy Reid is not a very good coach. but he never got there. He's going to get there now because what? You got the combination of a very good coach and an awesome quarterback. So that's why it's not just like, oh, he made Pop look good. Oh, they made Belichick look good. No, no, no. You've got a very good coach and you got the player, and that's when you get great.
Yeah, and for the Texans' sake, we all know how talented Deshaun Watson is. But we're not – I don't even think we're scratching the surface because the system isn't conducive for him to show everything that he can do. I don't think it is. And so in that aspect, it's on the coach and the management to be able to create players and a system that shows that and allows them to be most effective in different situations.
Super Bowl champ, former NFL safety James Ahedebo in the building, in the loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Houston Texans making money moves, kind of. They're shopping in the bargain bin. We'll tell you the latest next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.